You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. Michael here with you, as I usually am every week. And I am going to warn you right now that if you are not a metalhead, today's show may not be for you. I don't think so. It might be. I mean, maybe. Maybe you'll get something out of it. But we're going to be hitting some hard music today. And the reason for that is because we are going to be hitting a hard topic today. Now, I've said to you over and over again that when I do these shows, they're not just for you, they're for me too. And there is something that I am struggling with, and I've been struggling with for a long time. I just haven't really opened up and talked about it. And I'm not going to get into all the personal stuff that I'm going through, but I am going to tell you a little bit about what I'm going through, because maybe you can relate to it. And maybe you might be able to get some benefit out of thinking about this. So, you know, we take a look at the past, take a look at what we've done through life. You know, some people listening might be younger, so they may not have a horse in this race. But you might be older. Maybe you're younger. Maybe you might get something. I'm just going to spit it out. We all make mistakes. We all make big ones. We all make little ones. We make some that are very costly. We can emotionally or physically hurt somebody. We can make someone feel small. We might bully someone. We might step on someone at our job to get ahead. We might do things that are not very desirable. And for the moment, because we did those things, we might have gotten what we wanted at that particular moment, at that time. Maybe you wanted to control someone, like a friend, or more likely a spouse. You wanted to have some kind of control over them. You wanted to dictate what they could do and what they couldn't do. You wanted to, because you have that insecurity about yourself. You have that insecurity that you feel that, well, this person really doesn't love me, so maybe if I scare them into loving me. That was one of my problems. I'm not going to lie to you. It's something that I have been living with for a very long time, and I am trying to forgive myself. And I'm sure you have something that's really heavy that you're trying to forgive yourself for as well. And we feel guilt and we feel shame. Those are two things that are going to lock us down. Those are two things that make us feel like we are not worthy of anything, whether it might be love, whether it might be goodness, like a happy, healthy life, things of that nature. We don't feel like we're entitled to or deserve those things. And it pretty much locks us up into a big cell, which is known as our mind. And our mind, the mind is fierce, and the mind will play tricks on you. The mind will try to tell you that you are not worthy. You are not good enough because you did these things. You deserve whatever you get, and so on and so forth. And sometimes we do these things because of a life that we lived. And sometimes it's because of how we were brought up. We have to, first of all, we can't use the past as an excuse to hurt people. We can't use the past as our get out of jail free because we made someone cry or because we hit someone or if we did something bad. That's just not right. We have to find a way to live with it. We have to find a way at the moment when we lose our temper and when we lose our security and when we lose our focus, when we lose our safety net. We need to learn how to deal with it right at that moment. We can't commit the act and then worry about it after the fact, because once you do that, you put yourself in a very delicate, sad place. And you put yourself in your own personal sanitarium, trying to get out, but don't know if you ever can because you're stuck. So what do you do?
Sleep, my friend, and you will see the dream.
We want to get out. When we feel really bad about things that we do, we want to find a way out because it's not a good feeling. It's icky. It's a very icky feeling when you are in this path and you're in this way where you are just completely stuck because of, you know, what happened. And what happened is what happened. There's no taking it away. There's no erasing it. There's no changing it. There's nothing you really can do about it. It's unfortunate because you did it. You have to accept responsibility for it. You have to own it. And there's obviously two paths you can take. The paths you can take are very different. The one path, you can do the work to try to get that forgiveness, or you can take the easy way out. And let me tell you something, I have taken the easy way out. With many of the mistakes I've made in my life, I have blamed others. I have blamed my upbringing. I have blamed what happened to me in school. I blamed what happened to me in past relationships. I never took a look into the mirror to make the decision of who really caused all the damage. What have you done? Do you blame everybody? Do you blame your environment? Do you blame your parents? Do you blame your siblings? Do you blame the cashier at Starbucks? You have to find a way to control your anger so you don't feel the curse of guilt, so you don't fall into your darkest hour.
Oh.
your darkest hour. Your darkest hour is that hour after you suffer the consequences of your actions. Your darkest hour is when you realize that maybe you didn't do things correctly. Maybe you didn't really think things through. You acted on pure emotion. You acted on pure solace. You acted on pure anger because you felt insecure at the moment. So yeah, we talked about option one. Option one is obviously you can blame everybody. You can blame your family members, your spouses, your kids, the police, the fire department, the president, government, guy walking across the street that gave you the finger because for whatever reason. Yeah, it's all beautiful and all is a great story. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't work because we don't grow. We don't look at ourselves because we have to. If we want to grow and if we want to get better, we must face the mirror. And we must find our way. Find our way back to just doing things right, to be peaceful, to be happy, and to be kind. Lord, my path has gone astray. I'm just trying to find my way. Wandered here from far away. I'm just trying to find my way. You were never meant to see all the So we're trying to find our way. And finding our way is never easy because we have to, once again, take responsibility for the things we did. We have to take responsibility for the people that we hurt. And we have to just learn how to live with it. It is up to them whether they want to forgive. It is up to them whether they want to not forgive. It's up to them whether they want to do something about it. And if you hurt them bad enough, it is up for them to try to help themselves. You can only lend a hand by apologizing and meaning it. And I can tell you right now, when it comes to me, I mean, I have always historically had a bad temper and I've yelled at people. I have said real bad things. I've obviously started fights with people. And it's a part of myself that I'm still working on containing. It's still a part of myself that I'm trying to find a way to, I guess, eliminate. But you don't want to eliminate it because anger is a healthy feeling. Anger is, you know, something that's vital. It's an emotion. You don't want to kill every emotion you have because there are things that are going to make you angry. And you just have to understand how anger is like a fire. You know, a fire can be useful in a lot of ways, but if that fire gets out of control, it can burn you alive. And the same is true for anger. It will burn you alive. But then, once again, like I said earlier, it's the guilt. It is the guilt and the shame that is, once you get burned alive, it is the guilt and the shame that will swallow your corpse. Because those are two very difficult things to manage. They are, if you feel truly guilty about something that you did, usually you'll become shameful. And you will punish yourself and do things. And next, we're going to talk about, you know, I guess give encouragement. If you really want to change, if you really want to make up for what you have done, if you really want to take those steps and find ways to make good with the people you hurt, kind of right the wrongs. I believe in the Alcoholics Anonymous big book, that is step number 5 or 6. We try to make amends to the people we hurt because of our alcoholism. I always try to find a way that I can make amends for the people I hurt due to my anger, my insecurity, and all those small feelings I had. It's kind of like I was a little boy. I was a little brat. Been a little brat for many, many years, and I'm starting to finally grow up. And there are times when I do go to that brattiness. I mean, I do have some disorders that make it very easy for me to find that brattiness, but it's not an excuse because I'm doing the work and I know what tools I have now and I have to stay with them. We'll talk about tools and we'll talk about all that stuff here in just a moment.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
Can't hold on. soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Can't hold on to all these things that you've done because it just will consume you. You're going to feel the guilt and you're going to feel the shame. And that's kind of what we've been talking about on Breathe and Bounce this entire time. We've been talking about the curse of guilt. And it is a curse because we don't know how to let ourselves off the hook for something. And we don't, if we're truly empathetic, good individuals, we don't want to give ourselves a free pass. We are going to be harder on ourselves than anyone is going to be. And it's very easy. It's very easy to be hard on yourself, especially when no one's there to stop you. And you can be hard on yourself by possibly, drinking or using drugs. You can be hard on yourself by engaging in reckless activity. You can be hard on yourself by eating like crazy, just binge eating, whatever. You could be hard on yourself by staying in bed. There are many ways that you can be hard on yourself, and you have to be aware of them. You have to be aware if you're doing these things. This is all stuff that I've gone through for a very long time. I have stopped myself from seeing friends, going out on social events. I've binge ate. That's usually my go-to. Whenever I'm feeling really upset, I just start eating. That's usually my go-to. And then sometimes I isolate as well. Then there's the puking on Facebook. You start talking about everything, how you're feeling. And I am also guilty of that. Sometimes I do that because I want the support, because I have a cat. And my cat supports me as much as he can, but, I can't really have a conversation with my cat. My cat doesn't really answer me. My cat just wants me to throw the ball. So, I think what we have to do is something that's very difficult. And that very difficult thing is we have to start to learn how to let it go. We have to learn how to just accept that we were not good at that time. We were not at our best. And we just have to say, okay, I really...
I know you look the other way. I know you long for something new. So that you're wasting all your days looking for something that is right in front of you. And I
Just want them to notice you. And I'll never let go of you. There's something flying in the flying everywhere. I'm getting the feeling it's the end for you and me. And I know that we might be through. But
you have to get over it. You have to get over these bad things you did. You have a relationship. They're talking about a relationship in that song. And the relationship you have is with your sorrow, your grief, your shame, all those things. That's what your relationship is with. And you can't carry that with you and be successful in life. You can't live a healthy life if you're going to continue to feel guilty about everything that you've done, no matter how bad, how sad it is. You have to release that grit, guilt. You have to let it go. You have to find a way. And it's very difficult, especially when you're a person that feels very bad about what you did, because you are a good person. Some people go through life and they hurt people left and right, and they don't really give a flying, you know what. When will you let go? Will it be never? Will it be tomorrow? You can't hold on to something forever. Your arms will begin to hurt. Think about just having a small bottle of water in your hand, and you're carrying it with you everywhere. You can't let it go. You can't put it down. You don't know how, you know? And all you want to do is just find a way to move forward and not let everything cripple you, you know? And the thing is, like I said, that water, you just hold that bottle of water in your hand and you don't put it down. You keep holding it. You're going to be exerting a lot of effort and energy because you're holding it. So you got to find a way to let it go eventually. You got to. Because if you don't, it's going to cost you. You have to find a way to let yourself shine, and you can't let the mockingbirds of guilt hold you back.
Devastation at last, finally we meet. After all of these years out here on the street, I had a feeling you would make yourself known. You came along just to claim your place on the throne. Now I have been overthrown, overthrown.
Not thought if I do the right lines, but these mocking birds won't let me shine.
Devastation, my door was left open wide. Swallowed my pride. I had a feeling you were hiding your thoughts. I made a note to myself, I nearly forgot. Now I am overwrought, I'm overwrought.
You have to find a way to give yourself grace. You have to find your way. Once again, you're not giving yourself a get-out-of-jail-free card. You're not giving yourself a pass, but you have to give yourself grace. If you can truly feel bad for the things that you've done, if you can truly feel bad for making the mistakes, hurting people, doing all the things that you did, then you got to give yourself some time. And you got to find a way to let it all go. It's very important. Because like I said, when you are going on vacation, you don't carry the luggages with you. You drop them at one point, right? And that's how you enjoy the fruits of your time away. Think of life as one big vacation. Think of life in a way that you're not going to enjoy everything if you carry all this crap with you. And it might not feel ethical, but always tell yourself that that's what you knew at that time. You may have been in a survival mode. You may have been in a very delicate place. You didn't have the tools to learn how to be kinder. You didn't have the tools to learn how to be wiser. You might have had parents that didn't treat you well. There might be a lot going on. There might be a lot to unpack there, but you have the knowledge now to move forward. You have the knowledge to learn how to just take this pain, this guilt, this suffering, take it all, and then let it all go.
I've been sleepless at night, 'cause I don't know how I feel. I've been waiting on you just to say something real. There's a light on the road and I think you know. Morning has come and I have to go.
Let it all go, let it all go.
it go? Can you let it all go? I hope you can. Trust me, I'm in the same car as you are because I have a lot of things that I need to find ways to let go. And I haven't completely come to grips with all these things, you know? I haven't. And we can all work together. And I say that on this show all the time. You and me, we can do this together. If it's any consolation, I forgive you. And I love you. So just don't be so hard on yourself. You don't be hard on yourself, and I won't be hard on myself either. We have a deal? Why don't we go ahead and take a moment to close our eyes? And think of ways we can let go. In fact, let everything in your mind go at this moment. Let it all just wash away. Kind of like some of those seashells on the beach. Let the waters take it in. Take all these bad thoughts of guilt and shame and take them away. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And then let it out. And just sit with that feeling. you can go ahead and you can open your eyes, kind of find your way back to whatever space you're in. Remember, you're a beautiful person. If you're trying to put the work in, you're trying to create a better you, that's all you can ask for. That's all anyone can look for. Please just keep working on yourself. Don't let anything get in your way. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate you tuning in. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Namaste.